The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved.
Ray Charles on the Dick Cavett Show in 1972. Isn't that wild? It's 7:07 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. And we wanted to put that on just to make sure we love this country, embrace this country, proud to be an American, so proud to be an American. You see this divide, this upset, the insanity, the circus, the sham that is going on in Washington, D.C., and we just try to make sense of it. And I'm done with it. I am so done with it. And we're riveted now to the television like it's the Super Bowl yesterday, and it's all a political takedown of a Supreme Court nominee. That's all this is. You could never ever convince me otherwise. It's all it is. They go in, they figure, what do we got? Well, we got this anonymous letter, and Senator Feinstein doesn't say anything to Judge Kavanaugh when he comes to visit her before the hearings. Hey, you know what, Judge? We got this. What happened with this? It never talked. They waited. It was, and everything that Lindsey Graham said yesterday was right on the money. Right on the money. And he spoke for so many millions of Americans. And the left is livid because they got exposed. That's exactly what this is about. And God bless Lindsey Graham for stepping up. And God bless Judge Kavanaugh for he was absolutely brilliant. You know, with our hearts out to Dr. Ford. To me, something is just not right with her, and I feel bad for her, and my heart goes out to Dr. Ford, and I wish her all the best. But it clearly wasn't, in my opinion, it wasn't Judge Kavanaugh. It's just a misidentification. Whatever she went through, she seemed, to be that nervous, as Michael Caputo said last hour, in front of that hearing, that's scary in itself. But she was looking around. She looked like she was a pawn, a tool of the left. Of Feinstein. They put her, they used this gal like a marionette. They were asking her questions. There were so many holes in Dr. Ford's testimony. Well, I don't like to fly in the planes. Oh, but then I flew around the world. I mean, it was like with the polygraph. Who paid for the polygraph? I don't know. How do you not know who paid for the polygraph? Somebody had paid for the polygraph. And then the two lawyers looked, excuse me, in my opinion, as kind of very, very, very kind of sleazy as ever. Her two lawyers to her side, Dr. Ford's lawyers, and she's looking around asking them questions, a complete setup. And they use this gal. Not that she went through something, not that she doesn't believe it, and I feel sorry for her. But boy, I was so impressed when Judge Kavanaugh came back and to take back his reputation. And please understand, as soon as Donald Trump President Trump nominates Brett Kavanaugh. Me and five boroughs roll our eyes and go, ugh, from the swamp. From here, from within the swamp comes another Supreme Court nominee. This is what I thought. This is what I thought. I said, from, and not only from the swamp, from the W administration. Great. That's what we need. Somebody from George W. Bush's administration. Just what we need in Washington. So I'm not buying any of it. Now, watching the tenor and the strength of Brett Kavanaugh, I want this guy on the Supreme Court. This guy, what he said yesterday, the way he stuck up for himself, and then I'm looking now at the New York Post and Michael Goodwin's article, which is a must read this morning. Michael Goodwin, our friend who comes on the show, I found it last night and I retweeted that at Jersey Joe Piscopo, but I'm looking at it in print here, and there's a little byline here, emotional support. Sitting with Brett Kavanaugh Thursday during his sometimes tearful testimony. Look at parents. His parents, Everett and Martha, are there. A friend is there. But to look at the eyes of the parents, if that doesn't touch your heart, this was a witch hunt. Everything Lindsey Graham said, boom, on the money. And let's move on. Let's vote. Let's just vote. But I'm telling you right now, and you got to call me and let me know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. I would be proud to have Brett Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court justice on the United States Supreme Court, you know? If you're not going to have my buddy, you're going to have Jeanine Pirro, right, Frankie Fiveboroughs, or Judge Napolitano, or some, one of my buddies, you know? It'd be great.
Who's going to be here Monday, by the way?
Who's coming in?
Judge Napolitano.
He's my man. Although they started, after Dr. Ford's testimony, the judge went and said, oh, this is a disaster for the White House, were his words. And it looked like it was tough. When you watched after Dr. Ford, you went, whoa. Because she, you know, I felt so bad for her. She's going through something.
Yeah, how could you not?
So and we're watching this going, oh, boy. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, you know, I don't think it was Kavanaugh. I don't believe it was. She didn't have, you know why? There were so many holes in her. And then the prosecutor, the gal prosecutor, from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Frankie Fiveboroughs? What was that?
I thought she didn't do a good
job. Looked like a character from Saturday Night Live.
If she was there to try to poke holes in Dr. Ford's testimony, I don't think she did that at all. I think she was a very poor choice. And then if you notice, all the Republican senators yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, and then until they got to Lindsey Graham. And then when they all saw what a good job Lindsey Graham did, they all stopped yielding their time to her. And the fact that Rachel Mitchell did this disappearing act goes to show you, you know, the fact that you didn't see her again.
Yeah, where'd she go? You're right.
I think they realized. Yeah. They realized what a poor job that she was doing.
The other thing, they only each have 5 minutes, I guess, to speak.
Wait, hold on.
Can we not have every time one of these guys spoke?
Yeah.
Judge Kavanaugh, we thank you for your service. They said, get to the point!
No, but I know.
5 minutes!
They got to do the little commercial. Was that Rachel girl at the desk? This is what I love to do with morning radio. I love picking up these things that you're not going to find anywhere else. And I miss this. I was just so crazy working last night. Where did they just get rid of this girl, Frankie?
Yeah, I mean,
she wasn't at the desk. You mean?
They stopped yielding to her. So,
they took a break though. It wasn't like in mid whatever. They had taken a break.
And she never came back.
And she never came back. Well, I think when Kavanaugh started talking, that's when she left. I think she was only there for the stay that long?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is for sure. Hey, it's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm going to go to the calls because Anthony Pope's going to join us and break this all down for us. But my goodness gracious, you can't make it up. But a big shout out to my friends at Liberty Lighting in Chatham, New Jersey. We had the best time last night. We did a big show there. And Bob Zarni's got that. And his beautiful wife. We just had a great shot. Beautiful big band in my glory, you know, and my son, and it was in the I guess is that still called the Toyota Room? It's called the Coach's Room. I don't know if Toyota still has the Toyota Club.
Yeah, it's the Toyota Club.
And then we went on the field. You see the picture with Harry Carson?
Yeah.
How great is Harry? Harry looks great.
Harry's awesome.
Yeah, there's two giants that look great. Harry
so
Carson
in the Hall of
and
Fame.
Bart Oates looks great. These guys look great. So Harry was great. Joe, how are you? We used to go to the Westwood Racquetball Club. In Westwood, New Jersey, atop of Lewis Drugs, right there in Westwood, in Jersey, in Bergen County, and we would work out back in the day. I was just getting into the workout scene, right? And I'm working out. Who's in there? Harry, all the giants used to hang out there. Mm-hmm. Albert, Harry Carson would come in. He'd warm up with 225 off the bench.
Right.
a monster.
Yep.
And Bart Oates as well. They were lifting weights. I would look in awe of these monsters, these Super Bowl champs, you know?
Harry could have won another ring. His career started just a couple of years too early. He had, by the time he had gotten past 86, around 88, the concussions had
taken
hold.
Is he that old now? 88? He looks great.
No, he's not 88. I'm talking about 1988. I'm just saying the concussions took a toll on him.
He looks 28. Harry Carson looks 28. He looks spectacular. So we talked about working out back in the day, and we just had a great time with that. Then Michael was there, and it's great. I want to thank Bob Zarni and everybody over at Liberty Lighting, because I took my son onto the MetLife field there, and it was just great, and it was wonderful. Then we went in, and you did a whole show there. It had a great setup, great DJ, and the union guys, big shout out to all my union buds over at MetLife, and I'll tell you why. There was a gal there, my sister, my husband worked with your sister at Hoffman LaRoche back in the day in Nutley, and it was a love fest. Then the union guys are hauling all of my equipment in and out, taking Mikey's equipment. Big Mike is there to help, hauling in. So I take a couple 20s out. I got to take care of these guys. Would not take a tip.
Wow.
A big shout out to my union guys at MetLife Stadium. No one took a tip. Here. Please, no, we're not allowed, Joe.
Well, they also know about your alimony cost, so no. Maybe they were being nice.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, though, didn't take a tip, and the union guy was so kind to me. He said, Joe, and look, let me just take a picture. I said, whatever you need, man. Come on. He goes, and they said the nicest thing. It was just such a great feel at Liberty Lighting yesterday. And the fact that this is a company in New Jersey. You know how hard it is to do business in New Jersey? And now
especially
it's like,
in Chatham. Chatham's expensive.
I tell you. So thank you, Bob Zarni. Thank you to Liberty Lighting for being so kind to me and Michael. And thanks for allowing us to perform for you last night. That was indeed a privilege. 16 minutes after 7 with Joe Piscopo. Anthony Pope's going to join us momentarily. And then. Now you ask, tomorrow I'm off to Pennsylvania to do a little entertaining. And then we go into the night, taking Big Mike with me. And Big Mike is going to drive me to Manhattan while I rest in the car, because I am up like 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday for the Tunnel to Towers run.
Very nice.
Boom. We go over to Brooklyn, and we see the start of it. Mayor Giuliani will be there. Frank Siller will be there. The whole Siller family will be there in the name of Stephen Siller. This is monumental. You might be able to do a late entry. I'm not sure. If you go to Tunnel to Towers, tunnel2towers.org. But a very, very exciting.
Great article about Frank Siller and the great work that the Siller Foundation is doing, providing homes for veterans in the Daily News today. If people pick up the Daily News,
Show me that, Frank. You know how much those smart homes are? Do you know that?
It got to be over $1 million.
Yeah. It's at least starting at like a $500,000. And they take, when I walk on stage and we do either, thank you, Frank, when we do, we're singing New York, New York. Ed Henry, I hear, is going to be there. And I'm supposed to MC the whole thing. But when you watch the catastrophically wounded of the United States military of all branches right on stage, it sears your heart. And I'm telling you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, boom, look at that, with the Freedom Tower in the background, and the way, with the patriotism, with the American flag, that's what I'm talking about. We have to embrace that. We have to embrace that and not let that go away. Let me get some calls before we go to Anthony Pope. Hey, Mike in New York, New York. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I just wanted to point a few things out. I know Professor Dershowitz was talking about the FBI investigation. One thing that needs to be brought out on this, first off, no one has to speak to the FBI. They can't be compelled. They have to be compelled through the court or through the U.S. Attorney's Office with a subpoena. So, and you're not going to get that in a background check. So this is kind of theater. Also, Dr. Ford, I don't know that she isn't I don't know that she's more than a victim of her own mental condition. And I say that because if you look at stuff in her past, her critiques from her students and so forth,
yes,
it seems
yes.
to be an issue there.
Yep.
And lastly, as an investigator, I think most investigators would never use Dr. Ford as a witness. She's not a good witness. And if the FBI were to truly investigate this, they would tear apart her life. They'd have to go talk to her parents, which we've heard nothing from. They'd have to talk to her husband. They'd have to find out what kind of psychological therapy she's in.
Yep.
It's a very invasive process, and I think it was sad. And I also think that, you know, to be honest with you, I'm surprised at the tone of the Senate, because as we have seen, a lot of men, and mostly it's young men, have seen their lives torn apart only to find out that the accusations were false. And I think in this case, The inability to bring forth, especially the person who drove her back and forth, if this was that traumatic, we're human beings, we would have known that something had gone terribly wrong. And there seems to be nothing from anybody, nobody even stepping forward to say, yes, I drove her back from that party.
Yeah.
So those are issues that I think really lend themselves to Judge Kavanaugh being correct and being truthful and honest. That he wasn't there.
Great phone call, Mike. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening, Mike. Great phone call. And, by the way, with the FBI, who would be paying for that? Who would be paying for that? That's you and I. Who's paying for the Russian collusion delusion? To who? They don't even ask. Do you mind? If you have to make a household expense, can we afford this? Can we afford this? No, you can't. The FBI, they just go. They have limitless funds. Going after anybody they want in the United States government. Anthony Pope's going to break this down. We're going to take a legal angle on the Kavanaugh hearings with the brilliant mind of Anthony Pope. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock right now. Debbie Duhaime is with us. Hi, Debbie. Great to have you back, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, Joe?
Good. It's crazy. It's good. You know what? After listening, I want to do a big show. We did a great show. Liberty Lighting at MetLife in the, I guess, the Toyota Club. Just gorgeous at the MetLife Stadium.
Yes.
With Mikey. Had Mikey on stage. You know,
how was that?
Oh, it was the best. Grace of God. Only by the grace of God.
Wow.
It was good. So then now I perform. Now we, it's just a gig here, there. October 26th, we're in Atlantic City, but I'm just doing a guest shot. So now I could just relax at least into the, we go to the second week of November, we do the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, and then you and I are going out for a drink, baby. Let me tell you
Let's
something.
Let's go.
Oh.
I'm ready.
Oh.
Okay, this sounds good. Then you can just relax,
oh,
right?
I need that, yeah.
I know.
I mean, if I should be so lucky. You could just take me down off the chandelier. I'll be one of those days.
Those days, right?
Yeah, I need to be ready.
You're going to actually have a drink? Wait a minute. This is rare.
I know. We'll have to video it. 7:21. Debbie's on the road. Hi, Deb. Good morning.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the eastbound belt, getting right out toward the Cross Island. Flooding problems. Still seeing flooding on the westbound belt at Cropsey Ave, eastbound side of the BQE, Cabman Plaza. More flooding is passable, but pretty tough. If you're heading to the outbound George Washington Bridge, lower level, it's a serious accident on that lower level just being cleared. Inbound GWB about an hour. Inbound Lincoln 20, Holland about 35. 440 is flooded over in Bayonne. 287 South exit 59, a collision. 78 East exit 40, an accident. Sagticoast North S2, a collision there. Northern State East at the Meadowbrook, another collision. Brought to you by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Rain this morning, then clearing later. High today, 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, Tesla CEO Elon Musk could be barred from being an officer or director of a public company after securities regulators sued him for fraud. The Securities and Exchange Commission also seeks civil penalties for Musk's tweet claiming he had lined up funding to take the company private. The SEC says Musk's misleading statements caused significant market confusion and disruption. Grubhub says it's working on getting food deliveries to you for no fee. Chief Executive Matt Maloney tells the Wall Street Journal adding fast food chains will allow Grubhub to increase its business so it can lower the cost for customers. Boeing says it has been selected by the Air Force for a training jet. Boeing developed the plane with Saab. The Dow was up 54 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 51, S&P up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salonpas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salonpas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Thank you, John. Joe Piscopo on the radio at 726 right now. Anthony Pope standing by. You know, I love Dominic Cianese. He is just a great actor, great Italian-American actor, very accomplished. He's a Renaissance man, Dominic is. He's performing October 6th. 7:30, you got to check out Dominic Cianese. He is at the Saccone Theater, and you're going to love this. I know we all know Dominic as Uncle Junior from The Sopranos, right? Johnny Ola from The Godfather. Leander Whitlock from Boardwalk Empire. He is a brilliant actor, a Renaissance man. Now he will be live on stage performing at the Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College in Pahrump. Beautiful theater, by the way. I've had the privilege of performing on that stage twice. That's Saturday, October 6th, 7:30. I will be hosting this show, and I'd like to see you there. We'll chat. I'm going to be outside. I go in the lobby. I meet. We schmooze. We meet and greet, and I can't wait to see and hear Dominic. He's going to share his personal stories in the great tradition and popular songs, especially with his own original songs, too. And you got to hear the Neapolitan folk songs that Dominic does. He plays the guitar. It is a brilliant performance from a brilliant man. Dominic Cianese on stage at the Saccone Theater, Saturday, October 6th, 7:30 p.m. I will be there. Please go to tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu, 201-447-7428.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio at 728. Anthony Pope is one of the most brilliant legal minds that you will meet anywhere. First of all, Anthony Pope, thanks for being at the Joey Benefit Benefits. So great to have you there, my friend. What a night, huh?
Yeah, it was great, Joe. It was a really great event. Stacey did great. Everybody did great. Great to see you. And hey, listen, tell Frank and Al, I got pillows. I got two pillows. Finally, I got a pillow, Frank. Al, I finally got a pillow.
And you're sleeping great now, right?
I drove home and I said, I have two pillows in the back of my car. I said, I can't believe this.
Anthony's always there for us whenever we need him. We never send him a pillow. I never got a pillow.
Little expense.
Like Red Buttons. I never had a dinner. He never had a pillow. Except we had, you know, we gave away as a swag bag pillows, and you got a couple pillows, right, Anthony?
I got two pillows. Oh, it was great.
I'll tell you, I got your pillows right here. Hey, thanks. That's great. Anthony, you and I should go see Dominic Cianese at the Saccone Theater. I'll let you know.
You know, I'd love to. Count me in.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan, and I'd love to be there with you. I'm going to be there as well. Anthony, what's going on, brother? Man, give me a breakdown of this whole Kavanaugh hearings. You just can't make it up. We'd love to hear your take about that this morning, sir.
Yeah, unlike anything I've ever seen before, Joe. What a disgrace. What a disgrace what they've done to this guy and his family. And they abused Dr. Ford as well. I mean, they used her as a pawn.
Yeah.
There's no question about this. You know, Joe, look, let's put it in perspective very simply. Something clearly happened to Dr. Ford. But if you were a prosecutor anywhere in the country and somebody sat down with you and told you this story, you'd say, wow, you sound like you're telling the truth. Something must have happened to you. But then you interview four people that she claims were witnesses, and all of them refute what she says. Now, remember, this is beyond not having corroboration. This is having four people that refute what she said. So, therefore, there is no way anybody would have touched this case under any circumstances. To bring it to this level and to threaten his appointment on the court, a man of his experience, his brilliance, his character, his integrity, everything he's done over the years, to even suggest that this man doesn't belong on this court is just an abomination. I've never seen anything like it. And I tell you, you know, if you look at both of them, you know, she was certainly credible. I don't think the woman's lying, any shape, sense, or form. This is not to denigrate anything she said. But she was 15, drinking, parties, doesn't remember where they were. This is not something to prevent somebody from going on the court. And to then call him evil, to then have threats against him, to suggest that this man could undermine who we are as an American, he's the epitome of America.
Yeah.
He stands out in our country. So, listen, he nailed it yesterday. He absolutely nailed it. I was proud of how he handled it as an American, as a judge. He came out and made it very clear what his position was. And he was emotional. Come on, what could you possibly say but take a step back and say, wow, this guy is the guy you want on the Supreme Court. There's no question about
it. Yeah. And then Senator Durbin is going after Judge Kavanaugh saying, say to the White House counsel that you will let the FBI investigate you. Let the FBI investigate you. I mean, that's not how it happens, first of all.
No, it doesn't work that way. They do background checks. They draw no conclusions. Just go back to what Biden said. Their hero.
Yeah.
Their hero when Clarence Terrence was. Clarence Thomas was up for his appointment. He made it very clear, stop talking to me about the FBI. This is not what they do. But all they wanted, it was so crystal clear, and it's so horrible to think that all they wanted to do is prevent this vote from going forward and attempt to try to get it beyond the midterm election.
Yeah.
You will destroy lives for that. You will take this position as leaders. You're not a leader. These people are not leaders. They really aren't. We have some serious issues in Washington. Yes. There's no question about it. But the man nailed it, and I'm just hoping they all do the right thing and put him on the court.
Anthony Pope, Rachel Mitchell, was she a character from Saturday Night Live? Did they put like it looked like a Molly Shannon character.
When I heard they were going to – listen, I understand the optics of it. I understand you don't want to make it look like you have all white men just trying to cross-examine this person. But get a defense lawyer. Get somebody that knows how to cross-examine. Get somebody that knows how to pin somebody down. You don't just give somebody an open forum to testify. You need a prosecutor. Anybody can do that.
Anthony, what
you
question?
Any law clerk from any one of the congressmen or the senators could have simply did that. So I didn't get the point of it.
What would you have asked Dr. Ford, Anthony Pope, if you were in that spot?
Well, and I would have pinned her down to things. You know, isn't it a fact? Look, when she was asked the question about her best friend, well, you know, she has an illness and she said her attorney's going to handle it. No, I understand, Dr. Ford, but that's not the question. The question is, you can't deny, as you sit here, that your closest friend, somebody that you have trust in, that has trust in you, refuted what you said. You can't deny that. Whether it came from a letter from her attorney or her personally, she refuted what you said. That's the bottom line. And she didn't pinpoint all of these things that happened. She just didn't. It was always, well, what do you think about this?
A lot of holes.
What's your opinion about this? It was all broad-based questions. They're questions that prosecutors ask to give somebody an opportunity before a jury to give a narrative to the jury. But they're not questions designed to specifically say, can you explain this? Can you explain why four people refuted what you said? Can you explain why you don't know where you were, remember where you were, what you did? Can you explain why you have one set of facts or a narrative before the counselor and another before us? Is there any explanation you have for that? There was 100 ways to have did a more effective job, but she just didn't. And so, I mean, that was a mistake that the Republican Senate made. But in the final analysis, they didn't need it because Judge Kavanaugh really came out there and he nailed it. He really did.
Yeah,
in a way that was not scripted, in a way that clearly, from my perspective, seemed to be sincere. But for her as well, I don't want to underestimate it. Dr. Ford, certainly something happened to this woman.
Yeah.
And that's terribly unfortunate. And these Democrats used her as a pawn.
It was horrible.
They really did.
It was so sexist and horrible.
They should hold their head in shame for what they did to this woman. They really should.
Amen. Anthony Pope, before we let you go, sir, 735 with Pope and Piscopo on the radio. They're now talking about impeaching Kavanaugh, even if he gets confirmed. How can they impeach him for something he did before he was even a judge, Anthony?
No, Joe, again, listen, you know, when you get a lifetime appointment, the only way to get somebody off the bench is an impeachment. I can't even listen to what they say anymore. When politicians speak, you have to discount 90% of what they're saying. And this is very sad that this is where we are in this country, that we can't rely on the people that have been voted to represent us to do the right thing anymore. Like the senator said, he said, if you were looking for fairness, you came to the wrong body at the wrong time.
Lindsey Graham,
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Great.
Man, that's a powerful statement.
I thought Lindsey was from Jersey and Italian for a minute. I wasn't sure. Man, where did he get that from?
Yeah, man, he really stood up.
Hey, Anthony, we appreciate it. Listen, October 6th, we'll go see Dominic Chianese. That'll be great.
Please count me in.
Always love having you on the show, Mr. Pope. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Anthony.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. God bless. Anthony Pope right there. He is the guy, the legal mind with Episcopal. In the morning, 7:36. So, you know what? Gary Goldberg's going to join us and tell you what you can do with your money, please. Big Al Gattuso standing by in the meantime with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
63 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattuso with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is heading out of state for various events through the weekend. Today he travels to Austin, Texas to take part in a panel discussion at the Texas Tribune Festival. He'll be spending the weekend in Columbia, South Carolina for the United States Conference of Mayors. He returns to the Big Apple on Sunday. Residents of Bergen County will soon have a chance to choose their next sheriff. Following the resignation of Michael Sordino last week, special election being scheduled for November 6th, Sordino, who was in his third term as Bergen County Sheriff, quit after recordings of derogatory remarks about Attorney General Gerbio Graywall and African-Americans made by him surfaced in the media. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton homered twice. The Yankees routed the Rays 12-1. Palmer's magic number for clinching home field in the wild card game now down to just one game. Jason Vargas tossed seven shutout innings as the Mets beat the visiting Braves by the final of 4-1. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to the Northern State eastbound at the Meadowbrook. An accident blocking two lanes. Sagticoast northbound S2, a crash there as well. LIE as you head west at William Floyd. Car smacked right into the median. Watch for delays on the Deegan North at the Cross Bronx. Accident involving a bus. Northbound New England Thruway at Country Club Road. A crash there as well. Traffic is also moving solely westbound Cross Bronx into Rosedale Avenue with a collision waiting for you. Eastbound BQE up by Cadman Plaza, flooding, and the westbound belt at Cropsey Ave, more flooding. Remember, the UN General Assembly in session. Watch for frozen zones on the east side, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on the eastbound belt out by the Cross Island with more flooding there. 440 is flooded in Bayonne. 22, watch for an accident eastbound getting out through Reddington. Westbound 22 closed in Lebanon with flooding as well. Rain this morning, clearing later, high of 68. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Eastern Christian Elementary School, Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. Today's Salute to Staten Island Fun Fact is brought to you by our friends at Empire State Bank, with locations in Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Lower Hudson Valley. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you will experience at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. Today's winner of our Salute to Staten Island Fun Fact will receive a $25 gift card from Modell Sporting Goods, with three locations on Staten Island. Everybody knows you got to go to Mo's. All daily winners will be eligible to win that grand prize of two tickets to attend the New Year's Eve gala at Nococha's Ballroom at the Hilton Garden Inn, valued at more than $400. Okay, here's today's Staten Island trivia question. What year did the Staten Island Mall have its grand opening? What year did the Staten Island Mall have its grand opening? Give us a call, 877-970-2999.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy.com studios. Sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Inc.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. 7:42 right now. Gary Goldberg is a certified financial planner, wealth management strategist, and he joins us every Friday. Gary, welcome to the program. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing just fine. I happen to be in your old ancestral homeland. I'm in Italy, actually in Sicily right now.
Yeah, you know, I love the connection. This is unbelievable. You've been in there for about a week, but are you on a cell phone, Gary, if I can ask?
I am, and it's a better connection than when I call you from suffering New York.
It's so true, man. Hey, before we get into finances, Mr. Goldberg, with Joan, how you doing? What are you seeing in Sicily? Food?
Oh my God,
huh?
The food is spectacular.
Yeah.
We're in a city called Taormina, which is God's country.
Yeah,
Taormina, and we've been to Palermo. We've been to Catania, and it's just beautiful. We're very happy here. We're coming back tomorrow. Great vacation.
You know what? I love it. I love that you're in the homeland.
And there's no rain. You have all the rain.
I know. It's like pouring.
No,
and it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful in Sicily. Hey, Gary, getting to the finances, what are some of the biggest mistakes you have found that people make when it comes to leaving their money to their heirs, sir?
Well, it happens a lot in an IRA, Joe, because there are beneficiary forms that have to be checked all the time. So when somebody has an IRA, what we do, we meet with our clients every 3 months, every quarter. And what we do is we make sure there are no big changes in their life, because the IRA could go to the wrong person. Suppose there was a divorce. Suppose, God forbid, there was a death. Suppose there was a new baby that was born. You want to leave some money to those parents. So a birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce, you have to look at your IRA beneficiary forms. And, Joe, the same is with an annuity, because an annuity has a beneficiary. So you make sure that the beneficiary names on an IRA or an annuity are the names you want to be. Your advisor should be doing this. We do this for our clients. And when it comes to a wife, suppose a spouse or a husband passed away, well, what you want to do is you need to make sure that your children or grandchildren get the money, and make sure the family knows where the beneficiary form is. If you get sick or if you die, you don't want them running around looking for the forms. Who's the beneficiary? So we do this every quarter for our clients. We make sure there are no big life changes, and we update them. I think it's very important.
Yeah, and you got to get your plan. You got to plan your whole estate with an attorney, of course, right? And work it all out.
That's the best thing to do. Yeah. The best thing to do is you put together a team: your attorney, your financial advisor, your accountant. Introduce them. Have them work together. Yeah. You're the quarterback.
We're coming
into football season. Yeah. You want to orchestrate the team and put together a quarterback.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for 1972, 46 years I founded the company.
Look at that, man.
And it's important to make sure you put together the right team. Yeah. And I'll put in a little plug. We have 8 offices. And I'm available for any phone call anybody wants to make with any questions, not only about our subject, but this is a portfolio changing time, maybe. We have all kinds of elections coming up. Maybe you don't change things, maybe you do. Hmm. But important, make sure your beneficiaries are named properly. Again, if there was a divorce or a death or a marriage, a birth, you want to make sure everything's in order.
You're talking to me, man. You're talking to me, my friend. Hey, the Feds raised those rates, Gary. Does that affect what you do and what you tell your clients to do?
It's not unexpected, Joe. They raise rates because the economy is strong enough to warrant it.
Yeah.
If they didn't raise rates, then there would be a concern. You want to raise rates because we were artificially low for 9 years. Now you're raising them because we have a stronger economy. And that's the way you have to look at it. You don't jump out of the market because they're raising rates. They'll raise them again and again and again.
All right, Gary, give us how we can contact you. And Gary Goldberg will indeed pick up the phone himself. What is that number, Gary?
I'll be back on Monday. 1-800-377-5757. 1-800-377-5757. And many of your listeners have contacted me, and it's always a pleasure.
Hey, Gary, first of all, you keep yourself in great shape, if I can say on a personal note. You really do. But when you have all that that pasta in front of you in Italy, you know? I mean, and it's funny. It's funny because the main – it's like they change the courses. It's like here in America we have a big pasta meal, but it's little by little in Italy. I think they eat healthier there, don't you think?
You know what I find? I look at the menu, and it says – starter, then it says antipasto, then second course, third course, then dessert, and then bread with olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. Joe, I'm thin.
Yes.
I look like I'm 8 months pregnant there for this week.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Hey, Gary, listen, have a great, great time. Give our best to all the Italians over there, and we'll see. We'll talk to you next week, Gary.
Thank you, my friend.
Joe. Gary Goldberg with his beautiful wife, Joan, in Italy, which hopefully we're going to get to. We're going to all go to it. Al, I'm dragging you, man. Nick, I'm telling you, buddy. I'm dragging you.
You don't have to drag me.
Well, but you won't go. Steve Perillo probably put together this great package. We'll all be going to the old country. Frankie Five Boroughs is on board.
It's not that I won't go.
Because you have, like, that's right, a beer thing you have to do?
No, not at all.
Judge Kavanaugh. Getting together.
Judge Kavanaugh and I love.
Wait, if he doesn't get confirmed, he can sub for Al. Al may hire him.
That might be the guy who fills in for the beer.
Today's beer cast by Judge Kavanaugh.
Wouldn't that be great? He could judge beer contests.
I've never seen the word beer mentioned so much at a Senate hearing. Do you have something for us?
I drank beer with my friends. Sometimes I had too many beers. I liked beer. I still like beer. Had beers, have some beers. One beer, drink beer, drinks beer, drank beer, and drinking beer. You've probably had beers, Senator.
Beach Week Ralph Club biggest contributor.
You know, I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer. I like
you
beer.
Haven't asked for that.
I like beer. I don't know if you do.
Okay.
Do you like beer, Senator, or not? What do you like to drink?
Next one.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
Just saying.
Yeah, it's great.
He likes beer. Nothing wrong with liking beer.
When did you put that together?
You might like beer a little too much. I didn't put that together. Somebody else did.
Oh, somebody else did. So true. Yeah.
But
the whole beer thing. Oh, my God.
No, it has nothing to do with...
He loves his beer.
It has nothing to do with me drinking beer or going, having a beer cast or something. I have a child who goes to school.
They got Peroni.
I'm not talking about me. I have a family. My wife would have to take off from work for a week in order for me to go to Italy. I don't know if she's going to do that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to Italy. You know, deal with it.
Can you get a platonic friend to watch, Jack?
I mean, really? Today? That's what we're today? There's no platonic friend who's
platonic
watching my
friend.
Son.
Go, honey, my platonic
honey.
Friend is watching
Honey, my platonic
my
friend. Yeah. That'll work. That'll go over great.
You out. Yeah. Oh, baby. My man, Big Al.
Saying. Yeah. I want to go. I would love to go to Italy.
We'll try to work it out. I think we should all do something like that.
Unlike Christine Ford, I don't mind flying on a plane for a long period
what
of time.
What was that?
That's another part of her testimony that I have an issue with. She had an issue getting on the plane coming to Washington, D.C. I get it. Traumatic. She's having to testify in front of these senators.
Stay right there,
but there was
Al,
no
on.
Issue going to Hawaii. Taiwan, oh, not Taiwan. Where was she?
Yeah,
all these different tropical islands for vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Being on a plane then,
and then
not
how
a problem.
Does she say, "Oh, I would have preferred if you came to me in California"? Excuse me, all week long. That's all Grassley said. We will come to wherever you want to go.
Four options.
Four
different options.
Oh, I didn't know about it. There was something very bogus about the whole thing. I'm telling you.
See that? That's where I think she's. You know, come on. You didn't know about it.
Yep.
And the other thing is, Senator Feinstein, when she had to say. Well, it wasn't my people who leaked the letter. Well, Senator, who did?
Oh, that was great.
Who
that
did,
was a
Senator?
Great exchange.
Senator, why
that
did
was
you
great.
Hold on to the letter for
yeah,
6 weeks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you contact all she
oh,
had to
must
do?
Have been her friends. And she blamed it on Ford.
But think about
she
it. If you really want a fair and honest process, and I know we got to get to traffic, if you really wanted a fair and honest process, why not contact Senator Grassley the moment the letter came in and said, look, I have this information here. What do you want to do with it?
You see, when she Al wants nothing. To say something, we can go late to traffic.
I'm done.
You
can I spin
done.
My finger, right, can I spin my finger like this every time? Like that.
Spin the
hey,
finger.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50. Debbie's out there on the roads on this rainy, rainy Friday. How we doing, Deb?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. First of all, if you're taking a spin to the Bronx River Parkway South down through Fordham Road here in the Bronx, watch out for an accident. Deegan North at the Cross Bronx, another crash. And the New England Thruway North at Country Club Road, a collision blocking two lanes. It's still busy westbound Cross Bronx at Rosedale Ave with another accident. Eastbound BQE, Cabin Plaza, flooding. Over on the westbound belt, flooding at Cropsey Avenue. Eastbound belt out by the Cross Island, more flooding issues. It's kind of busy for you as you take a ride to the northbound side of the Van Wyck, getting up toward the Grand Central. Looks like some flooding still blocking one lane over there. Inbound side of the GWB, still about an hour. Lincoln 25, Holland 35, 440 is flooded over in Bayonne. And over on 287 South, exit 66, getting out through Mahwah, Jackknife tractor trailer. 78 East, exit 40, a crash over there. Speeds are down to 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Debbie, thank you, Debbie. 7:51 with Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. When was the last time you walked into a bank and someone personally greeted you? Most banks and tellers, you know, they're waiting behind plexiglass for you to come to them, right? Empire State Bank prides itself on being different, creating a personal and memorable experience. The moment you walk in, Empire State Bank has no plexiglass. They introduce pods, right, in place of teller stations where a service associate can meet and assist you with opening an account or how to use your mobile banking app. CEO Phil Guarneri, what a great guy. We had a great time with Phil, and he explained to us how he invested in the best people at the bank, how he trains them differently to make sure they love their jobs. Remember Esmeralda? Was that her name, Esmeralda?
Yes, Esmeralda.
Bank. And remember, and Frank was there saying Esmeralda, he brought her in because she was an expert on social media. He hired her right there. He hires the best people because Phil feels not only do you get great employees when you do that, but you get very happy customers. It's a simple concept that the big banks overlook. You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that you'll experience at Empire State Bank. They take your business personally. Staten Island, they're in Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. Experience it for yourself. Empire State Bank. Give a call, 833-393-7700. 833-393-7700 or esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details. Imagine a world where Yeti are about to discover us.
I saw
a Smallfoot.
How do you know it was a Smallfoot?
Because it had a small foot.
Today, come face to face with a legend.
Oh, look at you. You're adorable. Don't stop believing.
Smallfoot.
Yeti or not, here we come.
Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
7:55, 5 before 8 on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you, Joe?
Good, good. We got rain. I love the rain. See, I'm a rain guy. I'm walking to work in the rain this morning, singing in the rain.
Yeah.
I'm like having a great time. But how long will the rain last, Joey, and when does it go away?
Almost done right now. It looks like the rain will be exiting within the hour, and most of the heavy rain is long gone now. It's more over the east end of Long Island and southern and eastern Connecticut. So it's getting out of the way quickly. There'll be some sun breaking through this afternoon, mid-60s. And then after that, it is going to be spectacular this weekend with sunshine.
Oh, yeah. We got two good days, right,
yes.
Joe?
In fact, I think three or four.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Well, even later this afternoon is going to be nice. And then the weekend, great. Low to mid-70s
yeah.
tomorrow, about 70 Sunday, and then back into the 70s Monday and Tuesday with sunshine.
Hey, Joe, before you go, 7:56. So when you went out to Montauk, you were in Connecticut, were you by yourself when you did that?
If yes, I was.
You
yep.
And you... Did you tell your wife I'm just going?
Yeah, she knew all about it. She gave me her blessing.
All right, that's very good. Listen, and you got okay. You enjoy that though. You're just kind of being.
You know, I was on my bike for about 7 hours on Saturday
wow.
and probably 8 hours
wow.
on Sunday. It was great. I loved it.
Did you take your biking gal pal?
With no,
you?
It was me, okay. myself, and my bike.
There you go. Just asking. You know,
no,
I'm just curious.
No.
I'm just like to stoke the fire. You know, Al knows that.
You're just a troublemaker. You are. You're
exactly what he is, Joe. It's exactly what he is. Don't fall for it.
A rabble rouser.
That's right.
Joe, we love you.
Loves
makes
it.
Me laugh. Joe, we love you. Joe Lumberg. Talk to you later, man. Thank
right,
you.
Yeah, I'll come back next
okay.
hour.
Okay. Hey, I hope you will. Don't get it. I'll be nice. I promise. It's so funny. 7:57.
You're a potster. You're a potster.
But
you called my wife a gumata at your own performance in front of 150 people at Lorenzo's. Nice to see you brought the gumad tonight. My own wife. She looked at me. She looked at you with daggers in her eyes. What am I supposed to do there?
I am so sorry.
That's all right.
I
enjoyed it, but you enjoyed it even more.
Misery
you
loves
love a company.
Misery
exactly.
loves company.
This radio show has destroyed more marriages.
I mean, really. Your Honor, what happened?
It
was all Piscopo's fault. He called my wife the Gumata.
And Joe Lumberg is such an innocent guy. He came, remember he comes yeah. when he comes to the business breakfast.
I didn't even know who he was. I was going to tackle him.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a great guy. And he's
swivel.
On that bike. And he goes, well, I like to tease him because he goes biking with a gal pal. And you're with the platonic friends. Come on, you know?
Got a lot of them.
Yeah, we noticed. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's Friday. A couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock. You know... Please, be proud to be an American today, okay? We're going to take this back. We're not going to let them take us down. And I want to hold on to the greatness of this country because you're great. America is great. Don't let them tell you otherwise. God bless the United States. Coming right back at you.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.